One. You ready? Good morning. This is a public hearing before the Washington State Department of Licensing being held to elicit public testimony, both oral and written, with regard to proposed rules regarding establishing an inactive status for real estate appraisers. These WAC changes seek to clarify the provisions contained in engrossed substitute Senate Bill 5480 with an effective date of September 1st, 2020. These WAC changes also seek to implement the processes and procedures required to apply for an inactive status, maintain an inactive status, and the processes and procedures to reinstate an inactive license to active. The proposed changes are contained in the following sections of WAC 308-125, which is real estate appraisers, which are the subject of today's hearing, namely sections WAC 308-125-010, paragraph 14, then definitions, WAC 308-125-080, subparagraph 2, application for certification, WAC 308-125-090, subparagraph 1 and 2, continuing education required, WAC 308-125-120, subparagraph 5, 6, 7, 8, and 15, which is fees and charges, and to add a new section, WAC 308-125-250, inactive licenses. This hearing is being held via telephone conference at 9 a.m. on August 25th, 2020. Public notice of this hearing was given by notice number WSR20-15-038, filed with the Code Revisor's Office on July 8, 2020. Copies of the proposed rules are available at https://www.dol.wa.gov/business/appraisers/docs/308-125-2020proposed-rule.pdf. We will now ask for those of you who are present to state your name, who you represent, if you are for or against the proposed changes, and if you wish to testify. Once I've obtained all of the names of the individuals attending today's hearing, we're going to ask you to send an email to us at reappraisers@dol.wa.gov to indicate that you attended today's hearing, providing us with your name, who you represent, whether you're for or against the changes, along with any documents or statements that you wish to provide. Once the hearing has concluded, we will send all the interested parties a copy of the concise explanatory statement, and we'll also file a CR 103 with the Code Revisor's Office. It is expected that the final rule will be effective on or around October 1st, 2020. The sign-in sheet, which will capture during the hearing today, your testimony and any documents you provide are all public documents. This rule is proposed pursuant to the provisions of RCW 18.140.030, subparagraph 1. My name is Dee Sharp, and my title is WMS Program Manager with the Real Estate Section of the Business and Professions Division. The Director of Licensing has designated me to preside over this hearing. We have members of the Washington State Department of Licensing present today. If there are any questions, I'm going to name a few people that you could send your questions to. That would be Lynn Briscoe, B-R-I-S-C-O-E, Tambra McCohen, M-C-C-W-A-N, Damon Monroe is present today, J.R. Richards, and I am going to, this is a telephonic hearing, so I'm going to ask the DOL staff in attendance to introduce themselves and state their title, and I'm going to call on you one at a time. J.R., could you introduce yourself and your title, please, for the record?
Good morning. J.R. Richards, and I'm the administrator over Public Protection Services Section and the Real Estate Programs.
Thank you. Lynn Briscoe, please.
Good morning. This is Lynn Briscoe. I'm the Assistant Administrator for Real Estate Programs and Public Protection Unit.
Michael George, please.
Hi, this is Michael George. I'm the Assistant Administrator with the Public Protection Unit as well as the Real Estate Programs.
Thank you. Lauren Doyle, please.
Good morning. This is Lauren Doyle. I am the Process Advisor for the Business and Professions Division.
Ellis Starrett, please.
Hi, this is Ellis Starrett. I am the Rules and Policy Manager at the Department of Licensing in the Policy and Legislative Unit.
Damon Monroe, please.
Hi, this is Damon Monroe. I'm the agency's Rules Coordinator.
Tambra McCohen, please.
This is Tambra McCohen. I'm the Professional Licensing Manager over the Real Estate Appraisers and Appraisal Management Companies Program.
And last but not least, Bryce Thompson, please.
Good morning. My name is Bryce Thompson. I'm the Customer Service Specialist for the Real Estate Appraisers and Appraisal Management Company.
Thank you, everyone. The procedure today will be as follows. The department is required to make a record of this hearing by stenographic, mechanical, or electronic means. Therefore, we are digitally recording this hearing. Anyone wishing to testify today will be captured on the sign-in sheet with the department. I'm going to ask you to state your name, who you're representing, your telephone number, and email address, whether you are pro, con, or other, for us to capture for the record. I'm going to start with who I know is on the line. Brent Palmer, the current chair of the Appraiser Commission. Could you please state your name, who you're representing, telephone number, and email address?
Yes, Brent Palmer, chair, Real Estate Appraiser Commission. Phone number is 206-369-1999. Email address is BAPALMER12@outlook.com.
And are you pro, con, or other, and do you wish to testify?
I am pro, and I do not wish to testify.
Dean Potter, are you on the line? George Nervick, are you on the line?
George Nervick, telephone number 360-493-0085. Email address is george@nationalpropertyservices.com. And I am in favor of the bill. I don't really so much wish to testify as I do have a question, however. So if you want to call me at the appropriate time for that, that would be fine.
Great. Thank you. With that, I'm going to open the line for anyone who is on the line so we can record your name and that you are in attendance today. And I don't necessarily know who that is, so I will be silent and wait for you to speak up. Thank think we are ready to proceed. The department has received written comments on these rules from the following individuals: Andrew Hoy, Eric Simmons, Gloria Trumper, Larry Rennell, Matthew Burke, Robert Masuto, Sean Keyes, and Wayne Peterson. Generally, comments provided were all in favor of implementing an inactive status for appraisers and are also in favor of processes and fees for inactive renewal and reinstatement. If you wish to provide written comments, please email them to us and we will include them in the formal record. Now we will hear oral statements, if any, from those who are present. Mr. Nervick, it sounded like you have a question.
Yes. And on the bill, it says that the renewal fee for inactive renewal is at a reduced fee. And has that fee been established yet? And why is it at a reduced fee as compared to the standard fee?
The renewal for an inactive fee will be $110, and I will direct you to the section that that is in. And then, just a moment. The inactive license renewal fee is $110, as stated in WAC 308-125-120, subparagraph 6.
Right. And I see the fee. I'm just curious why it's less than a standard renewal fee.
During our studies, so the why behind it was during the legislative process, we did a fiscal note indicating that there would be $110 as a cost for the inactive status. During our studies and our conversations with legal counsel, it was established that $110 could be captured during a renewal of an inactive license rather than increasing the renewal fee for active license.
Okay. But is the late renewal fee in addition to the standard renewal fee or in lieu of the standard renewal fee?
The late renewal fee of $38 would be applied to an active or inactive license if it were renewed late.
Okay, so a person renewing with an inactive license would pay the $530 standard fee plus $110 fee, correct?
No, sir. An inactive license would pay $110 only to renew the license.
$110 only.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. That's all I need. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Are there any other comments on these rules? If so, please remember to state your name, who you represent, and whether you're speaking for or against. Any other comments on these rules? Thank you for your comments. The department will prepare a concise explanatory statement, which will, among other things, summarize all of the oral and written comments received regarding the proposed rules and respond to them by category or subject matter. Copies of the concise explanatory statement will be forwarded to all those who have made oral or written comments. This hearing is adjourned. Mr. Monroe, you may stop the recording. Thank you, everyone.